Friday. Good afternoon to you. Mike Martini here. This is 89.3 WMKV. Glad to be with you on this beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon. And finally got a day where we have some sunshine, no rain, nice temperatures. I think we're approaching 80 today, if not at least mid-70s, and it's just gorgeous out. And hope you're able to enjoy it a little bit today. And looks like we're going to have a decent day tomorrow as well, so that's certainly good news. Going to do something a little different, at least to kick off the program today. Coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, actually 2 weeks from today, really, in Covington will be the inaugural event, the inaugural version of what is planned to be an annual activity, hopefully, we'll see, celebrating a Cincinnati author who really has touched the lives of countless boys and girls and adults for nearly a century now. His name was Robert Frank Schulkers, and he did many things, but is perhaps best remembered for a series of stories surrounding a group of young boys who went through various adventures and who were chronicled by a jolly lad named Secretary Hawkins in a series of books and comic strips and all kinds of things. Robert sadly passed away in 1972 at the age of 82, but we are fortunate to have on the phone from Virginia two of Robert's grandsons and keepers of the Secretary Hawkins torch, brothers Randy and John Schulkers. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Doing okay.
Mike, John Schulkers here.
John, nice to talk to you. And we've had Randy on the program before. It's nice to have both of you on today. We got the big event.
This is great.
We, of course, have the big event coming up in a couple of weeks, but maybe before we talk about that specifically, maybe give us a little few more insights about your grandfather. We know that he was a writer, and we know that he did some work for the Cincinnati Enquirer here in town.
Right, yeah, he started there about 1911, worked as secretary to the publisher, Mr. Wiley, and he held that position for about 10 years, and while he did that, he wrote little stories with children in mind, animal land stories, they call them, and then a lot of biblical types of things like the empty tomb and Star of Bethlehem, takeoffs on Bible stories that he wanted children to be interested in. So somewhere around 1918, they had an opening in the newspaper section for the children's section, and the fellow who was the editor of that section was named Hildreth, and he challenged Grandpa, gave him a dare to put one of his stories about the boys in there. So he did that, and it was called Johnny Snowfort. That was the first entry of Secretary Hawkins into the newspaper. It's February the 3rd, 1918. And it was supposed to be just that one time, but they got so much fan mail that they decided they better try that again. So 2 weeks later, they put another story in. And another story after that, it just blossomed into a continuous effort that went on in some newspapers for 32 years, for 40 years straight.
That's wonderful. And that's right, because although it started in Cincinnati, it expanded all around the country, didn't it?
Right.
Now, I know your dad, and I guess he had siblings as well. Was there any, I guess, family stories that your grandfather used to tell these stories to his kids, or was it just something that he kind of did on
yeah,
the side?
Yeah, we often talk. The one remaining daughter is Judy, who lives in Charlotte, and she's close enough to us that I get to see her every month or so. And we often talk about Secretary and what he did when he was trying out his stories, and she said that he generally would try out the stories on his children to see what was going on, and he wrote a lot of things based on his experience with his children. And then, of course, as the clubs continued, he had fair and square clubs, and his experience with children there, things that he'd write with. But it was always things that he knew something about, and then he expanded a lot with his imagination from there.
Now, I know a lot of people listening probably didn't save the newspaper serials, but they might have a book or two, or maybe remember seeing some of the Secretary Hawkins books. Now, did those novels, did those books, were those an outgrowth of the newspaper serials?
Right, yeah, exactly. The stories that appeared in the 1918 through 1922 era are what started the book series. And in 1921, Grandpa was in Cuba, and had written the Secretary Hawkins and Cuba stories, and they decided that would be the first compilation. They'd take those continuous series of weekly chapters and put those into a book form, and that became very popular, so he started off making more and more books, and each time he got a book out, it would become more and more popular. So